This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So let's say the scenario is you live in a neighborhood that's high, it's really nice, and there's a lot of people with money. All these people have pools, right? Every single person has pools. Well, what does this mean? This means these pools need to be cleaned. These pools need to be fixed. These pools need repair. Now imagine you repair the pools for every person in the neighborhood. Not every person, but every major person in the neighborhood, right? You've established a reputation of showing up on time, doing the job right, providing value because they need the pool clean. That's a value provision that they actually need. And eventually you establish a relationship based off of the immediate trust that you have, the good customer service, the goodwill that you've developed, and your ability to be present when these people are around. Now, I talk to my pool guys, right? And I do this, but they never present themselves eloquently. They always look like really like scruffed up or like not very educated and things of this nature. But imagine you're in a situation where you're highly presentable. You've already gained the most difficult thing, which is the foot in the door, right? And the way that you achieve the foot in the door is by providing a service or a good that other individual required. You know, so many kids are out here flipping sneakers and they get to meet all the crazy celebrities, all the highly influential individuals around the world for a very simple reason. They're providing a good that's very difficult to replace, right? Or very difficult to find. And their skill set is quite irreplaceable. So you need to figure out a skill set that is irreplaceable, that a lot of people need, that high net worth individuals need, and your ability to provide it. I'll give you another example. I have a buddy that he doesn't understand entrepreneurship at a high level. He's traveled to like 30 countries. He understands how to find flight deals. He understands how to like book hotels that are relevant, book hotels that are cheap, all this stuff. But on the other hand, I was like, okay, why don't you start a little boutique concierge service where you literally just hit up high net worth individuals and be like, hey, anytime that you need to travel overseas, just hit me up and I'll get your itinerary set up. And you just add, you know, a little 10% surplus charge to whatever the flight and the tickets and the fees are, and you'll see a lot of people pay you the difference. And now you're building goodwill and reputation and rapport. And now you're one text message away from an individual that's highly valuable, right? But a lot of people don't want to put in the work of what? Spotting a need. When I was poor, right, what I did is I was DMing people on Instagram. I was like, hey, this was before, you know, social media was popular. This was before, you know, followers were a big thing. And I would offer people campaigns, right, where they could grow. This was back in when it was actually valuable. So I would approach high net worth individuals, valuable people in the community. And what I would do is I would be like, hey, like, I'll help you grow on social media. I'll give you a strategy. I'll help you with copy. I'll help you with all these things because they wouldn't have time to do it. So that's how I got to know people that were worth hundreds of millions of dollars, because that's the service that I was providing. And it was a service that I picked to provide, not because it was a service that I loved or enjoyed doing, but it was something that I realized that was valuable to people, right? Social presence, status, rapport, reputation, followers, growth, an online persona. So as a poor individual, that's how I got my foot in the door. And I got access to some of the biggest entrepreneurs in the world within a year and a half, right? Within a year and a half, simply because I was providing a value that a lot of people weren't willing to provide. And instead, what I have is people DMing me being like, oh, well, if you ever need anything, just let me know and I'll help you. That's not the way to do it. You have to be able to spot the need. Imagine you walk up to me with confidence and be like, Luke, you're missing this, 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 and this. I can help you solve it this, 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 in this way. Let me test it out for free. Are you down? Yes. Perfect. Done. No? All right. Sounds good. Then something's wrong in your pitch and your ability to close or convince the individual. Maybe it's the way you look, your reputation, your rapport, your status, whatever. Maybe you have to start with smaller fish. But that's how you begin. Does this make sense, ladies and gentlemen, in the chat? Because a lot of you guys, you know, could be providing a ton of value to people, but you're not thinking, you're not using your head. Would a clothing brand be a unique skill? No, not at all. How is that unique to what everybody else is doing? It's a skill to a high net worth individual. It's clothing line. I can just go hire a third party logistics company, slap my logo, and not have to deal with your peasant ass, right? So how do you provide value to high net worth individuals in a way?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Where you can get in the room is figure out what you can do. Bro, there's a guy fucking rolling joints for Snoop Dogg for 50 grand a year. Why? Because he saw a need, he provided the value that Snoop Dogg fucking needed, and he got himself in the circle with high net worth individual people. You don't have to get a fucking PhD, you have to just use your head. The guy has a basic ass skill, not a basic ass skill, but a high quality skill, because he can do it right. That pays him 50 G's a year, and he gets to hang out with the top people in the world. Probably doesn't have a fucking degree, doesn't need one. He rolls joints and he does it better than anybody else. And it's what somebody considers valuable. Snoop says, this thing is valuable. So your ability to perceive a problem or a need and supply it, that's what makes you valuable. That's what makes you valuable. If you have a ton of information in your head and you don't act on it, then it's not valuable. And a lot of you guys have skills. Somebody said, but these skills are unthinkable. They're only unthinkable because you don't know how to think, right? They are thinkable. You just have to be able to think them. I hope that this is... Somebody said joints, blunts. Somebody corrected me to say blunts. Oh, is that an insult? Is that an insult? I apologize. Guys, I need you to understand something. If you want to network with high net worth individuals, you need to be in a situation where you have leverage. And the leverage is where you can do something that very few people can do. You can do it better than others, and you are hard to replace, right? Whether it's through trust that you have, language barrier, cultural barrier, things of this nature. This is how you win. This is how you get in the rooms. Now we're going to go meet with politicians all around the world and heads of state to talk about crypto and Bitcoin mining and the fork of Ethereum 2.0. Why? Because we've actually spent time talking about these things, learning about these things, making money in these avenues, and people that are in high places, they want this information. So they invite us out, they network with us, they want to sit down with us, and they want help. So we are able to provide help because we know how to do something that very few people know how to do. We're the best at doing it, and we're highly competitive. We're very hard to replace. So if you can have these three attributes, you can get into any room with any person for any reason. Dude, the guy that drives or that captains, is that what it's called? You don't drive a ship. What do you do with a ship? I don't know what you do with a ship. Captain a ship, is that what it's called? I don't know. Anyways, so you captain a ship. The captain of a ship, let's say it's Jeff Bezos, 300-footer or 500-footer or whatever it is, there's a captain there, right? That guy has a relationship with Jeff. Why? Because the dude is providing a skill set that this man needs. And even though he's an employee and that's an extreme example, you can do that at the lowest level. You can do that at the lowest level. Somebody said steer, sail. Okay, got it. It technically is to drive. What is the definition of driving, guys? I can't be wrong. I'm never wrong. Okay, so drive is operate and control the direction and speed of a motor vehicle, urge a force, propel or carry along by force in a specific direction. So you can technically drive a boat. It's probably not politically correct, but you can drive a boat. Fuck you guys. I know it all, bro. I know it all. It's you can drive a boat.
Yeah, but you can't drive a boat.
You drive a fucking boat.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.